A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, November 9, 2022. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at what is coming out of the USA midterm elections held Tuesday and how it will change the political trajectory in the United States and the world over. Although the main office, that is that of the president, was spared from the polls, the fight for the control of Congress was vicious, as always, with the race turning into a tight contest between the ruling Democratic Party and the opposition Republican Party. The Democrats seek to maintain their control of both the House of Representatives and the Senate for the next 2 years, while the Republicans seek to turn the tables and derail President Joe Biden's first-term agenda in the process. But it is too close to call the winner in the House or Senate. All 435 seats in the House are at stake, and 35 of the 100 seats in the Senate were being contested. Before the elections, the Senate was evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, with Vice President Kamala Harris being the tiebreaker for the Democrats, meaning that Republicans needed to pick up only one seat to take the majority, but so far have lost one of its seats, although it is still too close to call the winner. Ongo vadio atereri ni matariri, tinakutambira ene mufaro, mchirongwa chedu, che Live Talk Diaspora Forum, uri msuwe chitatu, 9 mbuzi, 2022. Nasi tirikutarisa zviri kubuda musarudzo, dzepakati petemu, dzakaitwa muno, muAmerica nezuro chipiri, idzo dzinoonekwa sedzakakosha zvikuru pakuti ibato ripi richange richitungamira mumatare eHouse of Representatives neSenate. Veruzhinji vaitarisira kuti bato rinopikisa reRepublican Party richatsvukisa matunhu mazhinji panai kwikwidzwa, asi zvinenge zvisiri kubuda saizvozvo sezvo bato riri kutonga reDemocratic Party riri kuramba rakabata zvigaro zvarakanga rinazvo kare kune mamwe matunhu richitotorera veRepublican Party zvimwe zvigaro. In this video, let's hear from some of the winners announced so far.
I stand before you tonight, proud to be the first woman and the first gay person ever elected governor of Massachusetts.
This is our time. It's Ohio's time. It's Ohio's time in history. Things are coming our way. This is a great manufacturing state. And again, the thing, though, you can talk about all the assets that we have, but the most important thing is the people. Think about it. We're a state of people. We just get up in the morning, we go to work. We're people who get things done. We solve problems. We don't whine about them. We just go solve them.
Tanzwapo kubva kune vamwe vativaziviswa vakakunda musarudzo idzi kubva kubato reDemocratic Party neRepublican Party. Zvabuda musarudzo kusvika pari zvino zvinoratidza kuti mudare repasi rinove dare reHouse of Assembly, Republican Party iri kutungamira. Asi mudare reSenate kune makwikwa akasimba sezvo vari kungochinjana zvaita kuti pange pachitariswa kuti bato rangotsvedzisa chigaro chimwe chete rinenge ratokundwa musarudzo. Kana Republican Party ikakunda matare ose, izvi zvinogona kukanganisa urongwa hwemutungamiri wenyika vaJoe Biden hwemakore maviri asara kusvika muna 2024 panozoitwa dzimwe sarudzo dzichipinza zvakare sarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika. And now for perspective, we have our guests. We have Mr. Phil Matibe, White House correspondent and foreign policy analyst who is based here in Washington, D.C. And we also have Mr. Maoko Matanda, who is based in Atlanta, Georgia. But let's start with Ms. Matibe. Hello?
Yes, good afternoon.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. May you tell us the atmosphere out there?
Yes, so last night after the polls closed, I did manage in Washington, D.C. to go to the two opposing candidates, which was the ones that were running for mayor in Washington, D.C. So Muriel Bowser's campaign was holding an election watch party at the Hook Hall. And then his opponent, who was Rodri Red Grant, was also having his election watch party. And I met and spoke with both candidates and their campaign teams. In fact, Grant's campaign team, I had met them outside the polling station when I went earlier during the day to observe voters voting and speaking to the Board of Elections in Washington at the Cleveland Park Library, which was one of the polling stations, which they refer to it as a voting center. And so what I did see there is that it turns out that Rodney Grant, Muriel Bowser has run two terms, so she successfully won a third term in office. This is what Grant was trying to oust. But before the polls opened in the morning, when I spoke to Nick Jacobs of the D.C. Board of Elections, he told me that Washington had already had more than 100,000 people that had already voted even before the polls opened in the morning. So the atmosphere, I think, was a sense of participation, people doing their civic duty. Even the Board of Elections had to ask them about voter education, how do they mobilize voters? So there seemed to be a sense of everybody wanting to get in to participate. So it seems both sides agree on one thing also. The majority of Republicans, at least more than 80%, agree the country was going in the wrong direction, but for one reason. And then also the Democrats on their own side also agreed that certainly with inflation and the economy, they also felt the country was going in the wrong direction. So they both agree at least on one thing, that they feel the country was going in the wrong direction, but they just point to different reasons why they believe the country was going in the wrong direction. Thank you.
Before the elections, there was talk of battlegrounds, and I think we had six of these states. What are you seeing that is coming out of these battlegrounds?
You raise a very, very important question here. So just before the elections going in, I had been speaking with Doug Schwartz, who runs he's the director for the Quinnipiac University poll. And one of the things that they had been watching was, for example, the Senate races, right? So the Democratic incumbent in Georgia, Senator Ralph Warnock, who was facing the Republican challenger, Herschel Walker, who was the former football star here in the United States. So it seems that this is a very, very close race. Still, the counting of those votes is still going on. We had been expecting that perhaps this might go to a runoff. In other words, they might have to hold another election. We don't yet know the results, right? So we waited until midnight. Even past midnight, we still had to go home without knowing what the final result was. In terms of the governorship for that state, Stacey Abrams, this was her second time trying to run to be the governor of Georgia. She did not make it again. So the Trump favorite candidate, Brian Kemp, did win. Trump managed early to get some governorships like DeSantis in Florida and Marco Rubio in Florida. But I think this election is a referendum both on President Joseph Biden and a referendum on former President Donald Trump. So one question that might be asked is, were people going away from the MAGA Trump narrative, or are people in favor of President Biden's agenda and what he might be doing for the country? While people are still feeling the pinch of the pocket and putting in fuel in their cars. So I still believe this is a referendum on both presidents.
And there is also Pennsylvania, one of the battlegrounds. And so far what is coming out of that state is that the Democratic Party won that seat. What went wrong with the Republicans there?
Well, so remember just a few minutes ago, I was mentioning that it's a referendum on these presidents. So just before the election, President Biden did go and visit the state, and so did former President Trump, right, to show their support for their candidate. The question, if you look at the schedules, how they were traveling across the country, President Biden didn't go to some of the governorships. We will still have to wait and see. Those governorships where he didn't go, are they going to win or are they going to lose because he didn't go there? Or did Fetterman win because Biden did go there? And also for the Trump candidate, did his name is Mehmet. Mehmet, did he lose because Trump went there and people wanted to move away from that? So we don't know to what extent did Trump help him or hurt his election. So these are some of the factors in terms of Pennsylvania. And so when you're looking at these governorships, the Democrats have 22 and the Republicans have got 24 governorships. The Republicans need an additional 8 seats in terms of governorships, and the Democrats need an additional 6 seats in terms of this election, because control of power and the balance of power in Washington is not just Congress. Yes, of course, we will see which of the two are going to have, but also amongst the states, it's important to know which of these two parties is going to have more control over which states. So it's a power battle in Congress and over governorships across the states in the United States.
And on the results that have been announced so far, what can you say about that?
I can just quickly touch on perhaps the House of Representatives. In the House of Representatives, the Democrats have got 187 seats. They need to pick up 4 seats. The Republicans have got 203. In order for them to get control, they would need 11 pickups. Right now, 12 of those seats, because remember, the House of Representatives, as you mentioned earlier, has got 435 seats. Each and every single one of those seats was on the ballot this election. So if the Republicans gain control of the House, they would need 12 competitive seats in order to gain control. We don't know how that is going to play out just yet. In the Senate, a little bit over a third of the senators were on the ballot, not all senators. So on the Democrat side, right now they've got 48. The Republicans right now, they've got 49. So if we were to look at it as of this moment, it looks as if the Republicans have got control. But we still have 2 Democratic seats that the Republicans would need to pick up in order to gain control. So in total, they would need 29 seats. There are 29 seats which are not up for election within the Senate. And on the Democrat side, 36 seats weren't on the ballot. So Democrats need 1 seat to pick up. Republicans need 2 Democratic seats that they would need to take over from the Democrats.
Thank you so much, Ms. Matube. Please do not go away. Stay on the line. We are now joined by Mr. Shongedzai Maoko Matanda, who is based in Atlanta, Georgia. Maoko Matanda, tokugamuchira muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you very much,
Mr. We are welcome. Maybe we can start by asking you what is happening in Georgia, because we know it is one of the 6 battlegrounds. Are you also fighting? Are you in the trenches there?
We were fighting for another group to win. There's definitely a sense of disappointment for the governor position, because there was an expectation for Stacey to win. Last time she lost by about 60,000 votes. So the expectation was for her to close that gap. And there was always talk that Stacey was able to bring in new people that could not be pulled or could be found. But this time, I think, from what I've read, it's always difficult for a minority, a woman or female, to run for the chief position in the state. For some reason, people prefer someone who is not a woman and a minority. And I think that was against her. And, of course, the state of Georgia was doing well as well in terms of the economy. So she was running against an incumbent who seemed to be popular with the people there. So she had 2-3 things going against her.
Mm-hmm. What about the Senate?
The Senate, there was always known that it was going to be a very tight race. Now, if you look at the results that came out, Warnock was able to peel off about 150,000 votes that would have gone to Walker. So if you look at what Brian Kemp got and what Warnock got, Warnock got more votes than Walker. Walker got less votes from Brian Kemp. So you could tell that there are people who were not thrilled by Walker because of what has transpired and all the accusations or the allegations. So some chose not to vote at all, and some chose to switch their votes from Walker to Warnock. So right now you're looking at about 49.4% going for Warnock and about 48.4% going for Walker. So really it's going to be maybe a 98% of the polls reporting. We have two more to go. So most likely it's going to be a runoff. But Warnock has been there before in 2020 against another sitting senator. We went through a runoff, and he won by about 90,000 votes.
Thank
you. So it's going to be a very close one.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mokumatanda. Please do not go away. Stay online. Let's take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be back. Thank you. Yes, for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now, we are going back to our topic, the U.S. midterm elections. And we know that these elections, they could have a significant impact on Ukraine, where U.S. support is invaluable in the war effort. And we have VOA's Miroslava Gongaz, who has more from Ukrainian citizens and experts on the U.S. vote. Yes, I think we are having problems with the video that we wanted to play there about Ukraine. Let's go back to our guests. And ndodzokera kunemi Muzvare Matibe. Zvinhu zvamungataura pane zviri kubuda musarudzo dziri kuitwa kana dziri kuverengwa iye zvino sarudzo dzakaitwa nezuro asi dziri kuverengwa zvatanga kutoburiswa. Zvinhu zvamungataura pamusoro pazvo.
Right. So I think right now the best thing is people have to be patient. What I can say is handina kuona vanhu vachirwisana kana zvetinosimbonzwawo kune mamwe maelection kuti pane intimidation kana violence kana kumboonawo mapurisa ari pedyo, you know, with people. I did not witness any of that at any of the polling stations kwandakaenda nezuro. Chimwe chandakaona ndechekuti kana macandidates, some of the candidates, I saw them even outside the polling station, within meters of the polling station, even though they didn't go into the polling station. That to me caught my eye, because in other places we know that it might not be allowed, but it seemed here it's allowed. Another thing which I observed is inside the polling station, each political party or each candidate can have what they call an election watcher. Anenge akamira paipai munhu panenge akuratidza chitupa kuti zvichichekwa zita panenge rikini pa voters roll paipai. And it's allowed. They don't disallow it. What is the purpose of having that person? I did speak with one of the Dr. Lisa Bryant. What is the purpose of kuti they have that person ari pe achitarisa kuti vacho vanenge vasei vachishanda for that election commission kuti vasakanganisa and turn my voters away. They'll be checking to see, is something being asked of that voter which should not be asked, and why is that voter going to be turned away? They've got the right to stand for their political party, which I've not seen happening, for example, in our elections, like, say, Zimbabwe or anywhere else in the African continent. Another thing is, usually, we say we always get the West and the United States, my observers in our election. Here, the United States did invite international observers.
Yes.
So what I do know is Mangwana Mswa, actually, it's going to be today. The election observers, they're going to be holding their press conference. So I observe in these elections. So there are a few things which were interesting for me to see, to compare with other elections in Nitko elsewhere. But these are some of the things. The elections here in the United States, they are massive because you've got hundreds of elections that are running concurrently in multiple jurisdictions with multiple different types of election commissions, more than 50 election commissions running all at the same time on the same day. It's a extremely mega super in terms of size of the type of an election that is held here in the United States that makes it unique, I believe.
Thank you so much. Please do not go away. Don't go away, Ms. Matiwe. And also, before I go to Mr. Maoko Matanda, I earlier introduced the issue of Ukraine. The U.S. midterm elections, they could have a significant impact on Ukraine, where U.S. support is invaluable in the war effort. And we have viewers, Miroslava Gondaz, who has more from Ukrainian citizens and experts on the U.S. vote.
On the streets of Kyiv, people worry not only about Russia's next attack, but also about how the U.S. midterm elections will affect support for Ukraine. Ukrainian officials and citizens hope, no matter who takes control of Congress, that U.S. aid for Ukraine will continue. Mykola Davidyuk is a political analyst based in Kyiv.
We don't have some favorites, we don't have the party which we would like to win. Our main reason, to continue our partnership in Ukraine, to receive some weapons, money, political support, geopolitical support, diplomatical support.
He emphasizes that for Ukraine, having the U.S. as a stable partner is crucial. And Davidyuk says he believes remarks by both Republicans and Democrats questioning America's approach toward Ukraine is more about campaigning rhetoric than U.S. policy shifts.
I'm more than convinced that the support will remain in the, because we are not only good friends. We are really big partners which have common values. We are both on the side of Western democracy and fighting against autocracy and dictatorship. And
Davidyuk's colleagues see potential issue with continued support from the U.S., however.
We can face a problem if a Republican majority emphasizes their opposition and takes a more critical look at the budget proposals of the Biden administration. As they have already said, no more blank checks. They will try to have more control over the budget process and control the spending.
According to the Kyle Institute's Ukraine support tracker, the U.S. total commitment in military, financial, and humanitarian aid for Ukraine exceeds $52 billion. European Union countries and institutions have committed over $29 billion. Ukrainians on the street of Kyiv consider the U.S. support of Ukraine critical and voice hope for a firm U.S. commitment to Ukraine and its effort to win and recover from the war.
I think the support will continue. It is really needed, and I think they understand that.
I am worried. I would like the support to continue. We will win faster if they support us. We would like the forces who support Ukraine to win and continue to support us, not only during the war.
I hope the support will continue. If not, we will win on our own anyway.
Мирослава Гонгадзе, VOA News, Warsaw, Kyiv.
Manzi kwakubva kumutori wenhauwe VOA anga ari mugutaguru reUkraine reKyiv achitaura nevagari venyika iyo zvizvarwa zveUkraine pamusoro pesarudzo idzodzo vachipawo pfungwa dzavo. Vamwe vari kutya kuti dzimwe nguva bato reRepublican rakawana zvigaro zvakawanda rinogona kumisa matanho anga achiitwa ekubatsira Ukraine pahondo yairi kuita neRussia anga achiitwa nemutungamiri weAmerica vaJoe Biden. Vari kutya kuti dzimwe nguva maRepublicans anenge akuti no more blank checks. Asi vamwe vari kuti aiwa vanotarisira kuti America ishamwari zvisine kuti ibatwe ripi riri kutonga vamwe vachita tinenge takuzoona kuti zvine zvichifamba sei tomboti rubatsiro rwamiswa todzokera kune vadare vedu vatiinavo tombonzwa kubva kuna vamaoko matanda Mr. Maoko Matanda, these results that are coming out that have come out so far, what do you think about them and how will they in any way or will they in any way affect or derail President Joe Biden's agenda?
Well, you know, it was always expected in the U.S. that midterms, you know, will always go against the sitting president. So the issue is how large a margin do you get or do you have? So right now, Georgia's role right now, you know, for the Democrats is to maintain the 50-50 representation they have right now. By that, I mean that Warnock for the Democrats needs to win. If he wins and Arizona wins, then there's a good chance that we'll be back to where we were before. So if we go into a runoff, there's going to be a lot of people coming in and pouring money into this race so that we do that. Now, some people are saying that really as far as the agenda of the president, nothing much is going to change if the Senate is still the way it is right now. Now, if it goes to the other way where the Republicans are now in control, and then there are issues about judges in the federal court, the circuit court, and so forth, who will make decisions on life and things like abortion, affirmative action, and things like that. So there is that concern from the other side here. And also, it's also for the Republicans, they want really to push the agenda so that they keep on going with the abortion issue. So it's two sides here who are competing for different things. Personally, I don't think it's going to make much sense, because if Biden is unable to do anything, all he can do is say, guys, look at me, I've tried to do A, B, C, and the Republicans have held me back. So again, we go into this cyclical, where again in 2024, you know, we're pointing fingers back at the Republicans, say, guys, you are unable to do anything in office, so you don't deserve to be there.
Thank you so much, Vamaoko Matanda, Rambaye Muripo. Ms. Matibe, we heard from Ukrainians from that clip that we saw. They are mixed feelings over America's future on foreign policy. Do you think anything will change?
Recently, over the last few weeks, there's been increased pressure, particularly from the Republicans, on President Joe Biden to rethink, you know, the amount of assistance, security assistance that has been provided to Ukraine. As we know, the United States has said that they are going to continue to support Ukraine no matter what. What might happen? What are the ramifications and the significance of what might result here in who gains power in this election? Some of what is important here is to think about it this way. Mm-hmm. The Republicans who absolutely sort of swear upon and are loyal to former President Donald Trump in terms of, remember, he had mentioned that the 2020 elections, that they were false, that they had been rigging, that, you know, that the election was stolen, and so on. So if, for example, the Republicans end up getting that power and the control, then you're going to certainly see more of that. What else might we see? We're going to see, for example, more investigations, not about President Trump. All the investigations about President Trump stop at it.
Thank you, Ms. Matibe. Ndiregai ndipewa Maoko Matanda mukana wekupedzisira. 30 seconds vamaoko matanda. Zvisarudzo zviri kubuda musarudzo zvinosiya papi vaTrump. Tinonzwa kuti vangangotarisira kuda kuzokwikwidza.
Ndonyaya hombe actually iri kuno kuGeorgia yekuti vari kuti waTrump wakauya nokuti pane zvikunzi maybe kumunhasi here o mangwana here vachadeclare kuti vacharana zvakare kuti vaite mutungamiriri wenyika. Saka nyaya iyo muno muGeorgia inonakidza, inonakira maDemocrats.
Tinotenda zvikuru. You heard from our guest, Ms. Pearl Matibe, White House correspondent and foreign policy analyst, and also from Mr. Shongedzai Maoko Matanda, a Zimbabwean in Atlanta, Georgia. And this is Jonga Kandemiri. Not forgetting you, our listeners and viewers. Let's make another date tomorrow. And remember that Studio 7 shows are on 7 days a week. Good night, Zimbabwe.